Milner. I am co-founder and director of student services for Sunflower Bakery. We're delighted to be here and especially proud to be here this morning. What do people want in a job? Competitive employment, acquiring more transferable skills, being productive, needed, appreciated, and sharing in social interaction. Individuals with a range of disabilities have the same expectations. And preparing for fulfilling jobs and careers can be acquired outside of an academic environment. Success in retail customer service, business operations, and marketing may be attained through skilled employment training. This is Fievel Cohen. He is an employee at Cafe Sunflower and Bakery.
Good morning. I graduated from high school with a certificate. I have learned disabilities that prevented me from earning a diploma. College is not an option for me. I have always wanted to be a chef, so I have decided to pursue a career in culinary arts. Cafe Sunflower is a dream job for me. The cafe is located in a prime spot on the first floor of the Washington Jewish Federation's beautiful new office building. I am one of 8 current employees with disabilities, and there are 5 volunteers under the supervision of cafe manager Kelsey. She is the best.
In the Jewish and wider communities, there's a recognized lack of skill-based inclusive vocational training, employment, and exposure to work opportunities. High unemployment among young adults with developmental or other cognitive disabilities is a universal challenge. And meaningful, goal-directed, paid jobs for this population are the rarest of all.
The cafe not only provides jobs, but much more. It's a place where we can be productive, needed, and appreciated. We feel comfortable asking questions or making suggestions without fear of disrespect. We are held accountable for our work, and we appreciate that. And we get paid above minimum wage.
Through our collaboration with the Jewish Federation of Greater Washington and the Jewish Foundation for Group Homes, we are able to offer competitive and employment and training in the heart of the Jewish community.
We each work 10 to 25 hours every week. One employee has already been promoted to assistant manager. She opens the cafe every morning and is now helping to train new staff members. I work at the counter, waiting on customers and providing excellent service. There are regulars who come in and I know which espresso drinks they want and what size. People ask me for recommendations of which pastries to buy. They are baked at Sunflower Bakery and are also good. My favorite is the Rocky Road Brownie. I'm getting better at handling customers, ordering orders of several products at once, or dealing with a long line of people waiting for service when we are very busy.
Employees learn specific customer service tasks and other job skills as well as other soft skills. They include including workplace communication, self-advocacy, personal presentation, and punctuality.
We are lucky to have professionals training us, whether in customer service, bookkeeping, or marketing, and we have super volunteers who help us. Also, I have made some great new friends at work. In other parts of my life, people don't realize I have disabilities and don't understand me. One guy was becoming a new friend and he thought I was really cool. That was until he found out I had learning disabilities. Then he wasn't so fond of me anymore. That doesn't happen at the cafe. I am becoming more and more comfortable waiting on customers, feeling more confident using the point of sale system and learning closing procedures.
There are 3 goals for Cafe Sunflower. Increasing the numbers of employed individuals working in integrated settings, equipping such employees with the skills and knowledge desired by employers, and providing the community opportunities to interact with employees, breaking barriers, promoting full and meaningful inclusion for individuals with disabilities.
There are important benefits for the community and cafe staff members alike. Customers and visitors without disabilities are getting to know those of us with disabilities in a natural way. We're changing the dynamic. We are helping them instead of them helping us.
Visits by classes of students with disabilities Drop-in customers, including government officials, funders, disability advocates, and agency professionals, help to showcase abilities and foster relationships between the Jewish and the wider communities. Cafe Sunflower and Bakery is a resource and a successful model for workforce development and training. For replication elsewhere, collaboration among agencies, advocacy groups, and interest groups localized to the size and needs of each community is key to addressing the unmet need for increased employment. It's necessary to engage stakeholders from the Jewish and wider communities while retaining the ability to infuse Jewish values. Developing a cafe board that includes active representatives of collaborating entities, as well as members who have disabilities, is very important. In our first operational year, we have employed 14 individuals with disabilities so far, and another 2 to 4 students will have internships. 4 employees already have moved on to next-level jobs or more targeted next-level training.
My goal is to become the owner and manager of a famous kosher upscale restaurant. I want to train at the Center for Kosher Culinary Arts in Brooklyn, New York. Cafe Sunflower has started me on that path. I am learning how to work in a restaurant-like environment, understanding how everything works, and how to do everything. What I love most about my job at the cafe is getting to meet a bunch of nice people. I know I still need to work on keeping track of money to be sure we have the right amount in the register, and I need to learn how to close down the cash drawers. I will keep trying until I get it right and succeed. I feel like I am off to a great start. Thank you.